Satan loves lost, dead people, meaning dead in sin. And you know what he does? He works. That means he gives energy to dead people, those that do not know Christ. He fills empty hearts. He fills empty minds. He gives you empty plans. It'll never take you anywhere.
Why do you run from me?
Are you running from the love of God? God's love never fails. Welcome to Love Never Fails, the radio ministry of Calvary Chapel, Fort Worth, with Pastor Bill Quinn. Hello, everyone. We hope you're having a great day, and we're so happy you've joined us for the broadcast. We continue Pastor Bill's study from the New Testament epistle of Ephesians, and today you'll hear the conclusion to the message, The Empty Walk. Now let's join Pastor.
God wants to save every person, having their understanding darkened. Now listen, a dark mind, if you're lost, you don't know you have a dark mind. And a dark mind, loved one, is just, it's empty of what's right or wrong, really. I mean, you have a sense of that, but you're empty of true discernment. And as you go through life, a dark mind can only do one thing. You can only experiment with life because you don't know what life is. You didn't know that God had a plan for you and a purpose for you and so forth. And you know what? A dark mind doesn't know about the power of darkness. It's powerful. Let me give you the scripture. Colossians 1:13, it talks about how Jesus has delivered us, thank God, from the power of darkness, conveyed us into the kingdom of the Son of His love. Listen, darkness is power. And you know what? If your understanding is darkened, if your mind is empty of the things of God, then loved one, listen, here's the thing that happens. See, you don't know you're in darkness. You don't know your mind is empty of the things of God. And here's what Satan does. He makes darkness because he is dark. He makes it look like light. He makes it look like a great thing. Listen, a dark mind is an empty mind. Why? Because it doesn't know that true light is available for them. Paul, when he was speaking to King Agrippa in Acts chapter 27, telling him about Jesus, how Jesus saved him on the road to Damascus, filled him with the Spirit and all of that, and called him to preach the good news. He said this. He said, listen, King Agrippa, he's called me, and here's the reason, to open their eyes, meaning everybody, all mankind, to open their eyes in order to turn them from darkness to light, from the power of Satan to God. And the reason that they may receive forgiveness of sins and an inheritance among those who are sanctified by faith in me. Listen to me. If you do not have Christ, you're empty. You're empty right this minute. And you know what? You will never, never treat darkness as something that is strange. Never, because you don't know it. You'll never treat it as something strange until your eyes are opened by God. Listen, that's what we need, and that's what every person needs. Listen, the fall messed every person on earth up, okay, that's ever been born. The fall literally darkened man's understanding because we all came from Adam. Adam was full in the garden. Oh, he had everything. He had deep, tender fellowship with the Lord. They walked in the garden all day long. They were over everything in the garden, he and Eve. Oh, listen, but when he sinned, then his understanding now, because he ate from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil instead of the tree of life, his mind now was darkened. And Adam and Eve, you know the story, God cast them out of the Garden of Eden. And they walked into from perfect paradise to a wilderness. And when they did, they walked out empty. That's why if you don't know Christ, you are empty. Did you know that the most brilliant mind in the world, no matter how smart they are, brilliant they are, cannot see through this darkness? That means that a brilliant mind is no use to this kind of darkness. See, if you don't know Christ, you are lost. The lost, they are empty. and you must have the light of God. Let me give you the reason. 2 Corinthians 4:3, Paul writes, "But if the good news is veiled, if it's hidden, it is veiled to those who are perishing," meaning those who are empty, those that are outside of Christ, those that are lost. And it's not hidden because of bad preaching or good preaching. That's not the reason. Listen to why. It says, whose minds, there's that word, the understanding of the mind, it's been darkened, whose minds the God of this age has blinded. That's the devil, loved one, who do not believe, lest the light of the good news, the glory of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine on them. Listen, Jesus defeated Satan. He is a defeated foe. He is the defeated father of every lie. He is not only the defeated father of every lie, he is the defeated prince of this world, the God of this age, if you will. He's defeated, and yet he still has power to blind a person who is an unbeliever, to blind your mind. I don't need Jesus. Why would I need Jesus? Somebody could be talking to you about the Lord, and immediately, man, you start shutting down. He could talk to you about Buddha. It wouldn't bother you. He could talk to you about Confucius. It wouldn't bother you. You could talk about worshiping a rat, and it wouldn't bother you. But you mentioned the name of Jesus, the only name that a person can be saved by. Oh, loved one, listen to me. Then you know what happens? He attacks your minds. He uses lies. He uses deceptions. He'll do anything to stop you, the lost, the empty one, from coming to Jesus Christ. He causes man to reject the greatest news ever given on this planet, that you can be saved, that you can be forgiven, that you've become a new person, that heaven can be your home. It says, for we do not preach ourselves, Paul says, but Christ Jesus the Lord. Here it comes. For it is God who commanded light to shine out of the darkness, who has shone in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Christ Jesus. Oh, man, the moment you come to Christ, the light explodes. You see clearly. You understand that you've been deceived. You see, you have to be born again. The Bible tells us, Jesus said, I'm the light of the world. Matter of fact, he is the only light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but have the life of light. Yes, and that's what you need. You see, I used to be in darkness, but God delivered me. That's why in Ephesians 5:8, listen to what it says. For you were once darkness. Not in darkness, darkness. What a word is that? I'm not anymore, though. It says, you were once darkness, but now you are the light in the Lord. Walk as children of the light. In other words, Christians now, because of the grace of God and being in Christ, we now can manifest the light of God. Now look at verse 18 again. It says, being, or literally having been separated, okay, alienated from the life of God. That's what happened at the fall, okay? So separated from what life really is, meaning the life that God himself possesses. He says, you're separated from that. You're alienated from that. Listen, when Adam fell, everybody fell. We fell with him, if you will. But what's so horrible, we fell away from the life of God. See, Adam died spiritually. Later, he died physically. He was removed from the garden. He went out of paradise, and he went into the wilderness of the world, loved one. God was with him, but he was still alienated from that life. See, a lost person, an empty person, they go through all of the activities of life, but you don't possess life, meaning eternal life. Oh, man, listen, you're held captive in spiritual death, and you know what? The only life that a lost person can live is the empty life they inherited from Adam. You don't have any other life. So the empty walk of the lost, if you went back to Ephesians 2, the walk that I used to be in, it says right there, it says we walked according to the course of the world. That means I was dominated and controlled by the ups and downs, the swings, the mood swings, whatever the world said to do, whatever the world said was right. I was dominated by that. I was controlled by that. No, and not only that, it says that I also walked according to the prince of the power of air, the spirit who now works in the sons of disobedience, the devil who works. He works in those who don't know Christ. He worked in me, and I didn't know it. Had someone told me that when I was lost, I would have probably punched them. Do you understand? But listen, I'm telling you the truth because this is God's word. It's not my word. Satan works in the lost. He just does. And how does he do it? Satan loves lost, dead people, meaning dead in sin, dead in trespasses. And you know what he does? He works. That means he gives energy to dead people. He gives energy to the lost, those that do not know Christ. He fills empty hearts. He fills empty minds. He gives you empty plans. It'll never take you anywhere. And you know why you're in this condition if you're outside of Christ, if you're without Christ? Do you know why the lost are, they're empty of life, they're full of darkness, and you're cut off and alienated from the life of God? Here's why. It says in verse 18, because of the, let me read it the way it should read, because of the deliberate ignorance that is in them. Because of the blindness of their heart. This is a condition brought on by you, whether you believe it or not. It doesn't say because they're ignorant. That's not what he says at all. He says the ignorance that is in them. What does that mean? Well, blindness means hardness, okay? So what he's talking about here, it's the blindness in the heart, the hard. The heart, man, that's you keep rejecting Christ. You keep rejecting Christ. And you know what happens? Your heart gets harder and harder and harder and harder and harder. Blindness, again, means hardness or literally stone, a hard stone. It's all calloused and so forth. It's a heart that gets one callous, another callous, and it builds up to finally you don't feel anything. Now listen to me. A hard heart or a blindness of heart, if you don't know Christ, now listen. See, you can't see what's in front of you because it's the blindness of heart. So there's something that's standing between your heart and the truth of God. It's right there. It's right in front of you, but you can't see it. So your eyes have to be opened. We call it, or the Bible calls it, a veil. Let me read it to you. In 2 Corinthians 3:14, but their minds were blinded or hardened, talking about the Jews. Until this day, the same veil, it says, remains unlifted at the reading of the Old Testament because the veil is taken away in Christ, taken away from your heart. It says, but even to this day, when Moses is read, it says a spiritual veil or a veil lies on their heart. Nevertheless, listen, when anyone, any color, in any nation, when anyone turns to the Lord, when you trust Christ Jesus, listen now, the veil is taken away. You turn to Christ and suddenly light comes in. It says, and now the Lord is Spirit. And it says, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom or there is liberty. Liberty from what? The life of emptiness, the empty life, the empty walk, where sin is, you're the slave of sin and all the rest of it. Oh, listen, no, darkness is gone because the veil has been removed because the Spirit of God now comes into your heart. Now, listen to me. If you want to be free, if you really want to be free, if you want to get away from a life of emptiness, listen to me now. There is only one message in the entire universe that can penetrate an empty heart, those who are without Christ, and it's the Bible. It's the gospel. Romans 1:16, I'm not ashamed of the good news of Christ. For it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone. Here's how it happens. Who believes in their heart? Who believes? Whether it be the Jew or Gentile, it doesn't matter, the Greek, everyone can be saved. Only God's word. Nothing else on earth. Nothing can penetrate your heart. Nothing can change you except the good news. And once that callus keeps building and building and building and building on your heart, and maybe you're getting older in life right now, maybe you make fun of the Lord, mock him. Your heart gets harder and harder and harder. And what happens? It says, who being past feeling. What a word. You know what that word means? Past feeling means literally to cease from feeling any pain, to cease to even care. The empty walk of those without Christ Jesus, they have a heart that cannot feel a thing. A heart that is so hard, they suppress only the feelings that are connected with goodness. They've reached a point where their conscience no longer bothers them, no longer can touch your heart. Why? It's calloused. It's cauterized. It is seared. 1 Timothy 4:2, it says the conscience has been seared with a hot iron, dead to any feeling, dead to any guilt, dead to any shame. And there's only one person that can remove a calloused heart, a hard heart, a diseased heart, and give you a brand new heart. And that's God. It says in Ezekiel 36:26, and I'll give you a new heart, and I'll put a new spirit within you, and I'll take that heart of stone, there it is, out of your flesh and give you a heart of flesh. Not a stony heart, a soft heart, a heart that will follow the Lord, a heart that's no longer empty. And listen, and here's the thing, when you're past feeling, you know what happens then? You know, maybe you're listen to me. You're doing things that you know that they're horrible. And you know why you're doing them? Let me tell you why. Because you have given yourself over to lewdness. Have given themselves over. It means to give yourself into the hands of another. It means literally, I'm handing myself over. A complete surrender of who I am, of self, and I'm abandoning myself to lewdness. That means every type of impurity. It means you've lost all feeling of shame. You're desensitized to sin. Listen to the definition of lewdness. Wanton conduct that shocks public decency. It's when they do not try to hide their sin. They don't care what people think. They don't care what God thinks. It matters not who sees their shame. So as long as he can gratify his desires, let me tell you something. That is emptiness. That is the empty walk. Paul writing in Romans 1:24, he says, oh, God also gave them up to uncleanness, to the lust, not of their flesh, the lust of their hearts. Ooh, man, that's a bad one. Now, it's not up here. It is here. To be handed over to sin to the fullest measure is unbelievable. And we see it in our world today. And let's look at this last one. They've been turned over to do what? To work all uncleanness with greediness. The word work means to practice, or literally to do business. In other words, sin is this person's business, okay? And it means to practice every kind, look at that word all, every kind of uncleanness, every kind of moral impurity. And how do they do it? With greediness. What does that mean? It says, in other words, I have to have more. I have to have more of this now. It gets deeper and dirtier and more ugly. It's never satisfied. Lust is never, ever satisfied. The desire for more and more, the person, he doesn't care who he hurts to get it. He doesn't care what method he uses to get it. He wants it. And you know what? They remain empty. Why? Because to them, the empty people, the lost people, self is everything. They're lovers of self more than lovers of God. Self is everything. Nothing matters but self. That is the empty walk of those without Christ Jesus. And by grace, on that beach in Florida, you may be in a Sunday school or a church room or on the radio or on TV, wherever it might have been, a friend, relative, leading you to Christ. Thank God, by grace, we are no longer those people. Am I beating them up? No, I love everybody, man. But I'm telling you, listen to me now. We've been saved by grace through faith, and I thank God for that. Look at verse 20. But you, now it's in contrast with what we just learned, but you have not so learned Christ. Amen. We haven't. We're saved. We're walking with the Lord. We're walking in the light. We're walking in wisdom. We're walking in love. We're not walking in emptiness. Now listen to me. You say, well, Bill, that was written 2,000 years ago to the Ephesians, a bunch of pagans, worship Diana or whatever. No, listen to me now. There's no difference between the first century lost empty person and the 21st century empty lost person. Nothing has changed. Man has not changed. The sad, horrible, empty walk of the lost. Now listen to me. I hope you haven't turned me off. If you're empty, it means you don't know the Lord. Would you allow me, as I'm closing, I want you to listen out the word empty, defined. Just listen. Empty, unfilled, uninhabited, unoccupied, meaningless, purposeless, bare, hollow, vacant. That's what it means to be empty. But if you will confess with your mouth, Jesus be my Lord. And if you will believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, God Almighty promised, I'll save you. If you believe upon my Son, Jesus Christ, he said, I will save you. Scripture says in Ephesians 5:14, awake, you who sleep, meaning the empty life, you sleeping. He says, wake up, arise from the dead, meaning get out of those sins and trespasses. And Christ will give you light. You can come right now. Listen to me. Maybe you're a backslidden Christian. Maybe you need to rededicate your life right now to Jesus Christ. Maybe you are lost and you are empty. Maybe you've turned back to empty things. Listen, you need to right now, you need to pray with me. And here's what you're going to do immediately after you pray this prayer. I want you instantly, you're listening online, right there at your computer, your phone, you email me at info@loveneverfails.com. Here it is, info@loveneverfails.com. I want you to come to Christ. I want you to get your life right. I want you to be saved. God loves you. He wants to save you right now. He wants to fill your empty heart. Pray with me. Say, Father, I repent. I rededicate my life. Oh, Lord, I'm backslidden. I come back to you. Whatever it takes, oh, God, come fill me again. Lord, I'm lost. I'm empty. I'm full of sin. I want Jesus to be the Lord of my life. So right now, Jesus, please, come fill my heart. Jesus, come be the Lord of my life. Oh, Jesus, come save me right now. For I believe in you. In Jesus' name, I'm saved. You prayed that prayer with me. Listen to me. You're saved. You're saved. I'm going to send you a book, Welcome to the Family of God. Give me your address, info@loveneverfails.com. I want people who rededicated their lives to the Lord. Those who said, I backslid and I just got right. Please, in Jesus' name, would you email me? As I look here in this empty chapel, I know you're there. God loves you and I love you. Father, bless this day. Bless those right now, Father. Bless the sheep of your pasture. Oh, Lord God, bless Calvary Chapel. Bless everyone that is listening. And I pray Psalm 91 over all of them, Lord, that no perilous pestilence will ever come nigh their dwelling. We give you praise. We give you honor for all that you have done right now, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. God is good. I love you, dear.
Pastor Bill's study continues on tomorrow's program, and we trust you'll join us once again. Thanks, everyone, for listening today, and we pray that your day is blessed. So long for now. If you'd like more information regarding Calvary Chapel Fort Worth, Love Never Fails International, or the Love Never Fails radio broadcast, please visit our website at ccfortworth.org or download the CCFW app. Pastor Bill would also like to personally invite you to join us for any of our three services here at Calvary Chapel Fort Worth. For service times and directions, please visit ccfortworth.org or call our toll-free number, 866-729-1999. That's 866-729-1999. If you're unable to worship with us in person, our live streaming allows you to join us virtually via the CCFW app, Apple TV, Facebook, YouTube, or our Roku channel. So, until our next broadcast, may we encourage you with these words. Love bears, believes, hopes, and endures all things. Love never fails.